Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, and also the detection of a new variant, the C.1.2, in South Africa and other nations.
We are also going to discuss about the ZIM Expo CFI conferences in Dallas, Texas, this weekend, where Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be able to hear more about the diaspora policy from government representatives.
But first, before we go into many of these other issues, let's look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Health has reported that there were 3 deaths yesterday from COVID-19 and 192 new cases. At the same time, the ministry reported that last year, the country has recorded 124,733 cases, and out of these cases, 113,057 have actually recovered. The country has so far recorded 4,419 deaths, and it seems as if many people are actually dying. And at the same time, people that have been vaccinated for the first time are totaling 2,582,705, and those that have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are 1,636,498.
Scientists have detected the C.1.2 variant, which they say is concerning mutations. The variant first discovered in May is already present in 6 of South Africa's 9 provinces and in countries like DRC, Switzerland, New Zealand, Mauritius, and Portugal. Scientists say the variant has traits that are difficult to treat.
Ngabe mathabazulini njani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba SGNayo namhla lojonga ke lapha sihlafuna indaba SGNayo lokuqala ngolwe COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abathathu ababulewe COVID-19 izolo elizweni wathi ke abayi 192 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kusenjalo ke uhlangothi lwezempilo kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 124,733 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kunani leliso kulabantu abafika 113,057 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abantu abafika 4,419 bathathwa umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 2,582,705 asebejovwe okuqala ijekiseni ye COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe owesibili sebefika 1,636,498. Sikhuluma nje okwamanje kukhanya ngazani sokuleyinye njalo i-variant kumbe ngithi umkhakha omunye we COVID-19 okuthiwa yi C.1.2 otholakale kwele South Africa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke ngumabasa bake bakhuluma ngakho khonoko ukuthi kulo mkhakha lowo kodwa kukhanya ke ungani uyamemetheka kuna ngale kule South Africa. So kanye nomkhakha wangkhona uyadibanisa okuningi ukhanye ngazani kungahlupha abantu. Kuzobuya ke lonyaka siyakwazi ukuthi kule Zimbabwe Expo khonapha ke kwele USA. So ibizwa ukuthiwa iZim Expo stroke CFI conference eDallas, Texas. So siyakwazi ukuthi kumele kwenziwe lokhu ngempela viki. Kunabantu abaningi abakhangelele ukuthi bangahamba ke endaweni le. Futhi baye kuzwa ukuthi kambe uhamba njani elizweni leZimbabwe. So ke simenjalo ke Jonga.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs, nasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro hurumende yakazivisa kuti kwakashaya vanhu vatatu uye vamwe vanokwana kuita 192 kana kuti zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevaviri vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Panipavano wakavene kwa nezuro. Tishitarisa kushika kupera kwezuwa nezuro musuwa August 31, 2021 kana kuti nyamavuvu 31, 2021 Zimbabwe yane vanhu vanokwana kuita 124,773 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tingati zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvina nemazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevatatu. Kusanganisirawo vanhu vanokwana kuita 113,057 vapora, kana kuti zviuru zana negumi nezvitatu nemakumi mashanu nevanomwe vapora kubva kudenda iri. Asi tisakanganwa kuti nyika yarasikirwawo zvakanyanya neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana kuita 4,419, kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana mana negumi nevapfumbamwe 4,419 vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tichitarisawo kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu zvine makumi masere nezviviri nemazana manomwe nevashanu vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 yekutanga. Panyaya iyo yedenda recOVID-19, tiri kunzwa kuti nyika dzinosanganisira South Africa dzakawana zvakare utachiwana hutsva hwedenda irori recOVID-19 hunonzi C.1.2, huri kunzi hunokataza kana kuti hunopedza miviri yemunhu nguva diki diki kudarika mamwe mavariant kana kuti mumwe utachiwana hwanga huchiwanikwa. Tinoona kuti nyika dzanga dzichiendengendeka nevariant yanga iri kweiye zvino izvi. But manzwiro atakuita iyo itsva iri kunzi hanzi inotakuriranwa nokukasika uye yakutowanikwa munyika dzinosanganisira South Africa, Switzerland, DRC, New Zealand, Mauritius nePortugal. Nemafambiro anoita nyika, tisakanganwa kuti nyika pasi rose rangove ngati global village. Munhu anogona kumuka nhasi ari muno muamerica mangwana anoedzerwa kune imwe nyika muafrica akupi. Saka denda rinogona kunge rakutotenderera munyika dzakawanda kudarika idzi dzatiri kunzwa nezvadzo. Ndo imwe nyaya tichakurukura. Tichatarisawo nezviri kuitwa nevana vezimbabwe vari muno muamerica. Pane inonzi Zim Expo yakabata nagore rino neChristian Fellowship International kana CFI vari kuita misangano yavo kuDallas mudunhu reTexas. Ikoko tinonzwa kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuitika kusanganisira vaimbi vakabva kuZimbabwe vachanga variko ikoko vanosanganisira Sandra Ndevele, Jazz Signal, Toki Vibes, Vamechanic Manyeruke nevamwe. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwawo kuti gore rino kune vamiriri vehurumende vanenge variko kuti vanga vachitsanangura pamusoro pemutemo uri kunzi uri kuumbwa nehurumende unenge uchibata nyaya dzakananga nevari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vari kudiaspora, mutemo unonzi wediaspora policy. Tinonzwa kuti ivo vashandi vehurumende variko vakamirira kunge vachipindura mibvunzo nekutsanangurira vana vezimbabwe zvakanaka nezvakaipira mutemo iwoyu. Asi handitarisire kuti pane zvakaipa zvinenge zvichitarisirwa, zvinozobva kubva kumaonero evanhu ivo vanenge vachitsanangura manakiro emutemo iwoyu. Zvimwe zvatinonzwa zviri kunyanya kutariswa munyaya iyoyo ndikainingoti verengei gedzi mudiaspora policy. Hanzi the government further acknowledges that the Zimbabwe diaspora wishes to be engaged as active citizens in national dialogue and affairs as they bring international exposure and lessons to the table. To this end, a directorate was established in the ministry. And directorate, the mandate is to attract diaspora investment into the country's economy through the recently approved diaspora policy and engage Zimbabweans living and working in the diaspora and emphasizing that Zimbabwe is ready for such investments. Ndo dzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa iko kumusangano weZim Expo nevamiriri vehurumende vachitsanangurira zvakanakira mutemo iwoyu kuti unenge uchipamikana kuvana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vanga vachikwanisa kuisa kana kuvamba mabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vachipindawo munyaya dzinobata nyika yeZimbabwe kidzi.
Kunjaro kunoko ke kwetulwa kujonga kuti ke kona gale kuZim Expo kuyave kuhlangane lezokholo ukholo lwesikristu kungabe kusenziwa into ezitshiyeneyo. So ke nxa sikhangela khona ngale ke kukhanya ngani kweziphathamandla zikarhulumente ziyabe zikhona eDallas, Texas, lapho kuyabe kule Zim Expo. Kukhulunywa ke ngokuthi idiaspora ingenzani ukuze kuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo abafisa ukuthi ngabe bavota kwele Zimbabwe. So bathi nxa lifuna ukuthi sincedise khona ngale Zimbabwe lisinike phela ilungelo lokuthi sivote. So ngunye kwangikhona khona kujonga. Bese kuya njalo lokuthi i-diaspora investment ukuthi umuntu xa ifuna ukuyatshala imali yakhe kwele Zimbabwe Yafuna pelu kuti kubele security. Ukuthi insecurity of property. Kungani ya kutazwa. Ukunya kumangalisayo. So ke Zimbabwe liti lona lizimisele. Ukuthatha abantu ukuthi bathi hayi. Ngenane eZimbabwe. Lisebenze. So singaqhubeka ijonga. Sike sizwe ke. Ingxoxo eyenziwe Ezra Chisa Sibanda. With one of the people in Bulawayo. Concerning, you know, COVID-19 and, you know, school fees and all those kind of things. Just hear the piece there.
Hi, so,
yebo Ndlovu.
Yes.
Unjani Ndlovu ngapha ekhaya?
Ekhaya eMadopa.
EMadopa. Lapha ngiyabona ukuthi lapha ke isikhathi sekukhona kodwa sokuchisa ukuvela hlahla. Vela hlahla.
Vela hlahla.
Eh, bakunjani?
Hayi, angeza lutho.
Ngokuzwa lutho. Ngesibini nje manje uqala.
Hayi, uqala.
Khona uzaphendula. Usuye eMadopa uzohlala ombuhlala eDrobe.
Hayi, hlalela ngapha eDrobe.
Oh. So kodwa bathini ngalo mkhuhlane ukhona nememethe kuba singcono
anxa kusho wathi sibazwa
kungana tungahlatshwa le isikhathi sonke lesi usafuna ukubona usayisaba
isikhathi safona isikhathi sokani amalayini wamanengi ngabe ngabe sikhona.
Okay, wena bekhona lapho kubulawa manje
ngabe Fountain la.
Oh, eyophone. Okay, akula clean ngabe.
Hayi emakini bazayisikuya ngapha kwesilande ngale manje sisuke baningi sine ilanga lishona.
Unkosikazi ungaphi?
Unkosikazi naye
ngaphambili. Sesihlatshiwele.
Hayi yena ungabuyanga. Yena ungabuyanga.
Wena ufuna uqala uhlatshwa ufuna unkosikazi ahlatshwe ufuna
ukuthi hayi. Hayi ngihamba nemuli nabantwana.
Oh abantwana bangaki?
Abantwana nje four.
Okay. Loko ocina. Yiko uncane ocina.
Hayi khona ungare baba.
Okay, bayafunda kodwa.
Eh la bayafunda la.
Ithini school fees? Jonathan's police.
Ah kusho ukuthi njonge sithe ukuthi kuvilo nelini. Khona siya kuzwa ukuthi bakhwela abathithi. So yathi
ngomvulo bayavula abancane.
Bavula abancane.
Yeah, awu mntwana osekelayo.
Hayi.
Manje ngokukhala ungakhuthaza abanye ukuthi bahlatshwe yini ngoba bangahlatshwa.
Ngayikho kulekile zokusisho ngahlala.
Eh. Wena uhlatshwe ukuthi uyafuna umbuyo sabele ukuthi kuthokwe lomthetho ukuthi awugade ozukho, awungene ebanki, awuthini uhlatshwa.
Hayi.
Wena uhlatshwe ukufuna kwakho,
ufuna kwami nje ukwela ukuthi hayi. La kuyinto elaphayo kwelahle kuphela.
Mhm. Sho ngombona umuntu ofa nge ovula nge COVID.
Hayi.
Azakumbona.
Hayi.
Lofe ngayo azakumbona, azakuzwa manje.
Ngiyakufunda ukufika kwesayo. Manje ngendlela yabe sengiswe ngawe yabe singasamboni.
Asaboni. No Ndlovu siyabonga ngesikhathi sakho.
Hayi.
So then you are Jogan. So Ezra Chisa Sibanda was talking to a resident of Bulawayo about COVID-19. So basically what this gentleman was saying, that is Mr. Ndlovu, he was saying, you know, he voluntarily went for vaccination. So he says he sees his fit to do that. But his wife has not yet been vaccinated and kids. So he says they'll go at their own time and he's happy that he has been vaccinated. So, and he's also happy that the number of cases, COVID-19 cases, is actually going down in Zimbabwe. So he says, yeah, that's good news and maybe these vaccines may be helping a lot, you know, according to him. Yeah.
And Gypsy, remember we heard from yesterday's cabinet meeting that children between 14 and 18 years old were encouraged, strongly encouraged to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive development too. Remember, schools just got opened and also, but the gentleman I spoke with for our show, Mr. Itairu Sike of our community working group, health working group, he said that I think there should be some consent from parents and guardians before these 14 to 18 year olds get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, so you can go ahead now. I think we've got our first guest.
Yes, Tine Tina Opa Wanyarkan Vedu, Webutangarum Churongwa, Dava Tawanda, Soshe Zokora, Lanoe Sashgaro, the Battle MDC Alliance, Mudunre, North America. Magadi Va Zokora.
Chipo, Magadi, Magadi, Zimbabwe.
ndirikuona kuti kamera yenyu yakatitarisei mudenga Sterex, saka imi muri kuzongooneka kubva pachirebvu chisingoti kwirei. Amena kuti yeah, I think thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Zipora, what's your take on the developments back home with regards to COVID-19? We have seen a very encouraging development, especially on the decline in deaths and new cases.
We welcome what the Minister of Health is doing, especially what you just said here, that they are encouraging young people under the age of 14 to 18 to be vaccinated. We as the MDC Alliance have been very steadfast telling Zimbabweans to go and get vaccinated. And we continue to ask people to do the same. It helps. We are seeing it here that the COVID-19 impact in the USA has greatly been reduced because a lot of people, millions of people, have been vaccinated. So we continue to encourage Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe to get vaccinated.
And also we heard from the minister responsible for information, Ms. Monica Mutsangwa, that those are coming from countries that were marked as hotspots, like India, are no longer required to be quarantined. What's your take on that?
Yeah, those are the mistakes that we continue to see our government making. There is no reason why they should be relaxing rules at such a critical point. Zimbabweans are dying, as we are speaking. More than 4,000 people have lost their lives. So for us to do what is contrary to what all the other countries are doing, here in the USA, if you are coming from South Africa, if you are coming from a hotspot country, you are not allowed. And the US has made it very clear. Even the people from the United Kingdom, from Europe, all those people are not allowed to just come in the United States because they are protecting their people. And that's exactly what we expect of the Zimbabwean government. They have a responsibility to protect the Zimbabwean people. And one way of doing that is making sure that all those people that are coming from countries that are considered hotspots by, you know, all the countries should not be allowed to just come in the country like that. So I don't even know what is going on with my Monica Mutsangwa to make such an announcement.
Thank you so much, Zokora. We are trying to reach out to Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, the ZANU-PF North America chairman. And let me see if we can get hold of him on the phone. Vachisango, vacharumbira Vusango makadi. Aiwa ndiri mupenyu, ndine urombo, tazvita zvekufonerai panhare nekuti ndofunga network inenge iri kuti netsei, asi kana muchikwanisa henyu kuzopinda palinki yatakupai zvakanaka zvichose, asi timbonzwa kwamuri kuti munoti tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuti vanhu tinoona kuti vanhu vatatu chete nezuro ndo vakashaya kubva COVID-19 hongu watatu vanhu vakawanda, asi tichienzanisa nezvanga zvichimboitika mazuva apera tii tiona kuti paita kuteketudzika kwakakura kwazvo kwekuti namba yatidzikirei kana kuti hwando hwadzikira. Zvimwe chete nevari kubatwa vaine utachiwana nezuro kwakawanikwa kune vanhu 192. Vanga vachitauravo ndavatawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance vari kuti aiva vanotenda matanho akatorwa nehurumende yekuti vanhu vanga vachidzika hwando hwehanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 hunge huchidzika, asi vari kushoropodzawo matanho akafanana nekuti vanhu vanovhurirwa kunzi vanga vachipinda vasingaende kuquarantine vari kubva kunyika dzanga dzichinzi dzanga dziine denda riye redelta variant. Zvii zvamungataurawo imi?
Ndinotenda vajonga vazokora semunhu ari kuopposition, munhu arikuita basa rake rokutsoropodza government. Ndozoenda opposition ende tinondozviziva, ndosaka ichinzi opposition. Kutsoropodza zvese zvinenge zviitwa negovernment zvakanaka, asi hazvirevi kuti kutsoropodza kureva kuti government inenge ichikonewa. Itu government yedu iri yavamunangagwa iri kugona, nokuti mukaona kuti pakatanga mavariants aya achibva kusouth africa, taitofunga kuti pachaita disaster yakanyanyisa of course, the Ghana team are open for that. But after that, we think that we will do what is now the competition in Angola. We think that we will see that change. Anoti kana kati ari tachiona anochiita vajonga tikona isikuti mishonga irikupinda yee mavaccines arikupinda muZimbabwe arikupinda one weekly test ine president nangauga vari kutraya by all means make sure kuti mishonga iyi yasvika everywhere vanhu vari kuvaccinatewa ziya zvokuvaccinatewa zviya sikona takatanga variant iyo kuindia delta mishonga yanga isati yanyanya kupinda yakazopinda vanhu vazhinji ndokutanga kuvaccinatewa zvinova zvakaita kuti vanhu vazhinji vacho havachimira kubatwa nechirwere nokumira kufa madeath rate redu radzika mavati vanhu matatu chete handitika zvinhu zvotofanira kutotenda mwari nokutenda kuti makatipa lita une muono wakanaka ende zvinhu zvatinokurudzira kuti vana vezimbabwe takataura tikati ida kunobayiwa dzimba nokuti zvemaconsperency hazvisevenzi zvakanga zvichitaurwa nanajobusikana ndakatamisa kuti ndizatibayiwe iwo manyano rwesere unobayiwa ati maona mati kwakuri kuda kuseta apo vanhu kuti gavhenmendi ite sei inzi kuzimbabwe gavhenmendi yaedim nangagwa yatadza vanhu vari kufa necovid it does not know what is doing vatoda kutenda mwari newisdom dzaakapa kuna purezidendi wedu kombeti edim nangagwa kuti vari kushanda semunhu wakati the voice of the people is the voice of god koshuwa that concept is went for zimbabwe saka ndoda kutenda kuti manambers edu adzika manambers evanhu vari kufa ari kuita achidzika ende tirikuona kuti vari kubatwa necovid-19 yacho manambers avo kuti ari kudzika vanhu vazhinji kwo zvino vavhakinetiwa zvikoro zvedu zvavhugwa then pane nyaya yavataura vajonga zvichipedzisa zvangoita taimeyi yavataura yakataurwa vamonica mutsvangwa minista vedu veinformation vazokora atinga vaunderstand kana vachiverenga news dzokuzimbabwe ngavaverenge zvakanaka vaunderstand kuti zvinorevei zvakataurwa nokuti vakataura vachikana ukabva kunyika inenge ine dzeuta pari as we are speaking now, hakuna nyika isina dzeuta variant. Kuri kuti anyone anotiravhera anotodarika nepane dzeuta variant kana kuti unengochitobva kune dzeuta variant. But iye vari kuti kana wakavhaccinatewa, unoshowa paairport kuti wakavhaccinatewa, unotaridza certificate yako kuti ndakavhaccinatewa, then hauendi kuparandani. But kana ukabva ikoko, usina kana certificate, usina kana kushowa kuti ini ndakambovhaccinatewa, unoenda kuparandani. Handizivi baba vana kupaona here ndozvakataurwa paya vachiti ivo kana munhu akauya akavhaccinatewa anoti anoenda haachaindi paparandai munobva angoenda kwaari kuenda same thing nematicha edu atataurirwa kunzi maticha edu kuzvinhu zvese zvavhurwa kunzi so long masports vataura vakomana veati vaicomplaina nevasikana kuti totiisi veati ati yavhugwa of course nemalimited number inga about 70 indoors but kuri kunzi vanenge vachiconducta vanofanira kunge varichi vaccinated saka handisi kuziva ini kuti vedu vemdcr zvishomoro zvavo izvi zvinombobva kupi because these are unfounded allegations that vadzokora tinokumbirawo kuti please please musati maiva chirongwa chakadaichi verengai muteerere kuti gavhenmendi yezimbabwe yapasa mutemo wekuti chikwete kuya kurevera zvinhema zvakashata
maita basa vacharumbira ipapo timbonyaya yakadaro ndisandaenda kuna vadzokora ndozvava tavaroda kupindura munozva imwe nyaya iri kunetsa panyaya yemacertificate hazvisi kuitika
maybe I chip in with the one guy here.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to put forward something to him before I come to you. I just wanted to say some people they produce fake certificates. Yes. And so there's need for scrutiny. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Yes, we also have Mr. Musani Busontini, he is here in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Julia. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful. So, just tell us about what's going on, you know, around you there in Upper New York. In terms of, you know, COVID-19, we see that there are some very high numbers these days, you know, in USA. So, what's going on there?
Yeah, as you know, our schools opened about 2 weeks ago in our area, and I think it is the same for pretty much all the areas in the U.S. And with schools opening, definitely cases have gone up. I think we are now averaging about maybe 3,000 plus cases a day, which is equivalent to what we experienced sometime in November of 2020. So definitely when you look at the trend, things are going up. They are not slowing down in New York. I know there are other states that are even hard hit, but in New York, definitely the trend is going up.
So, Lina, kuna po kaya lisvigela nga nukumkuta nilo na wanchela kaya kuzulu ibabunti.
Kulenkinga kuna po tuyo ngoba wakangela makampana mani adeswe vumele ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini. So, let's chile loku tayo nga ufas neche tayo tayo CDC ama regulations, we don't need a mask. But mini kampani yami izolo isikuthe izinqumo ezintsha. Kade sokuthiwa sokumele sigqoke amamaski. Singaba sendaweni ehhofisi nola bantu abagraduate sokumele sigqoke amamaski. So i-CDC ngathiwa yenza imithetho kumbe ama-guidelines ebelula masinyane. Njalo abantu besethi nxa bengena emsebenzini kuma-conference room bezihlalele next to each other bethi hhayi thina sesahlatshwa i-vaccine akuselahlupho. Yebo, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlatshiweyo ama-chances okuthi bebulele kuma-ICU malutshwane kodwa iqiniso ukuthi ngitsho uma wahlatshwa ungaba-exposed emuntwini olayo i-corona kule chance ukuthi ungagula kumbe la uhambe uye-transmitter waye abantu abangakahlatshwa ikakhulu abantwana. So yikho esikukhangeleyo khathesi ukuthi yebo sesibuyele emsebenzini kodwa i-CDC isitshele ukuthi hhayi alisadinga ama-mask le physical distancing ingasaqakathenga kakhulu kodwa lesebekuthenjwa kabethi hhayi ngishoma wahlatshwa so kumele ubuyele kukhanazelo elisikwenza ukuthi ugqoke imask you know sanitize your hands and you know self distance. I think that is a screen that one.
Yeah, so sicela ukufaka nasekilungu khona okade ukhuluma ngakho.
What I was saying is that you know, in New York, cases have been going up. Given the fact that people have been going back to work, the CDC had given among the guidelines that we no longer need to wear masks if we are in our offices, if there's less than 20 people and we have been vaccinated. However, for my company, for instance, as of yesterday, they walked back the whole, you know, those guidelines. Now we are required to wear masks any time that we are in the office, whether you're vaccinated or not. So it's a departure from what the CDC has been preaching, telling people that those that are vaccinated shouldn't worry, you're protected. They were downplaying the issue of transmittal, which personally, scientifically, I don't understand why people believe that if you're vaccinated, you cannot catch the virus and transmit it. But that's an argument for another day. But definitely what we're seeing in New York with people going back to the office, there's a chance that we may have to go back to working remotely again because people are getting sick, especially those that are not vaccinated.
Thank you so much, Jen. Stay on the line. Chonga, I think we still have Mr. Sokora. Mr. Sokora, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead, but adjust your camera. Chonga.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked that Mr. Regis doesn't consider the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster. He is belittling that, saying he thought that it was going to be a disaster, but thank God for Emmerson Mnangagwa, it wasn't a disaster. It is a disaster when in a country of 14 million people, more than 4,000 people loses their lives. I sincerely believe that half those people, if not three quarters of them, would not have died if the government had stepped in at the time when everyone else was telling the government to close its borders. So it's unfortunate that ZANU-PF does not see the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster. Just like they don't see the death of six people that get shot in streets by soldiers as a disaster. Just like they don't see the death and the murder of more than 20,000 people that were murdered in Matabeleland, they say it's not a disaster. Just like they don't see the suffering people right now, suffering of Zimbabweans that are not getting any support from the government during COVID-19, it's not a disaster to them. But I can tell Ms. Regis that her people are suffering, Zimbabweans are suffering. Most of the countries that Zimbabwe relate with are helping their people. They are giving support. They are giving social and economic support to their people. And this is non-existent in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Zimbabwe has received millions of dollars from donors, from America, from the United Kingdom. Right now, as we are speaking, Zimbabwe was given more than $1 billion. And they were given that as support of the country to what has been caused by the COVID-19. So we hope that they are going to use that money for the people of Zimbabwe, for the benefit of the people of Zimbabwe, to make sure that health facilities in Zimbabwe have everything that they need. We hope that the lives of Zimbabweans are going to improve as a result of that $1 billion. So vavaregere kuya pano vachitaura kuti kufa kwevanhu zvuru zvina munyika yedu diki kudaro hakuna basa. Zvino zvinoshatirisa.
Thank you so much. Regai tinzwa kusango pindura itinzwa.
Unoona vajonga munoona politics dzinoitwa nanazvokora hadzisi politics dzinovaka nyika yeZimbabwe. Right now, when you look at the almost $1 billion that was given, the LIBT, Chamisa, and these Zokoras, they were going to log from Zimbabwe not to get that money. It's like Zokora, you are becoming like a witch of Zimbabwe. It's not as pathetic the way you guys do things. Now you are talking about the $1 billion that you were fighting for us not to get the money. But that's why I said, Comrade Jim Langagwa, we were given it by God. All the things that they are planning for him to not work is working. What you need to do is to wake up from your sleep and smell the coffee. Zimbabwe will continue to grow. The economy will sustain, regardless of all the activities you do in the dark. Fighting Zimbabwe, left, right, and center. Go and lobby for sanctions, you go and lobby for writing letters to the National Monetary Fund. That is more, you should not get a single cent. Tell me that you are patriotic. What you are actually doing is you are going to pay for it, Zokora. I want to tell you, you are going to pay for all the inflictions that you have been putting to the children of Zimbabwe. People are watching. People are watching.
Where are you threatening me now?
Listen. Vacharumbira, tidi kuti mutaure zvinenge zvinotyisidzira vamwe. Inoyi discussion yakasununga iri open. Yes, but Iowa, we don't want you to threaten. Yes, we don't want you guys to threaten each other.
Talking about the $1 billion that we were given, they were writing letters to the National Monetary Fund for us not to get the money.
Yeah, but you should not threaten anyone.
No. The thing is, we are talking to people like Zokora. They cannot continue to be patriotic while they go behind doors. They are trying to inflict pain on the children of Zimbabwe. We want people who are patriotic. If we're talking about politics, don't come here and tell me that the people that died in Zimbabwe, I don't have the heart for the people. You look at your statement. I said, we want to thank the government for coming to Mnangagwa for bringing more vaccines. That's why the petrol has gone down. There are a lot of people that have been vaccinated. They're giving a positive note on that. What they are doing is they are trying by all means to track everything that the government is doing. That's your thing.
But Mr.
If you want us to go to that house of not being patriotic, you know what? I'm not interested in debating politics with people like you, so what?
No, but Mr. Charumbira, we know you as a level-headed guy, so there's no need to threaten each other. This is an open discussion. People have their views. That's why we bring in different views, different people.
Yeah.
Can you stop saying lies here? Gibbs, chip in.
Yes, so Mr. Sokora, we are going to give you just about a few minutes to respond. Go ahead, sir.
The MDC Alliance has never at any time written any letter to stop the Zimbabwean people or the Zimbabwean government from getting any money anyway. What Mr. Regis is saying here are total lies, and I'm not surprised because that's the nature of ZANU-PF, to come on public broadcast and threaten people and feed Zimbabweans with lies. Mangwana wa chua isa wa Zimbabwe under my sanctions. My sanctions are pia $1 billion ne IMF. My sanctions are pia warukutawara wa regis. America ichi support Zimbabwe shakadaru. UK ichi pamazi millions of dollars achenda ku Zimbabwe shakadaru. Europe ichi ramba ichende samazi millions of dollars shakadaru. Iwo wa mnangagwa chayo. Vane makamba na wano shanda navo muno ma America. Atino ziva, anema zita atino ziva. Leku United Kingdom. Arquita Basarao announced my public relations companies. Takavanu Tarot, my sanctions, Asho, the API, Machuana, Rupatro, Rogataro, Kubakuniga, Zarano, Garajungo Nonge Zera. Canapainas, Rupitiga, Gazitigam Zimbabwe, Asgavarge, the Gunonge Zera, MDC Alliance, Akuna, Tamba, Yakanyorwa, Toto Dog, Divanare Zimbabwe, Basilican, Toto and Oxino Kumbira Mari, Chitono Kumbira Guzi, Basilayo and Vedwar Gufani Kofi Duke. Those are not the Saka zviri kutaurwa navaregis izvo ndezvekugotsikwa tsuro. Hakuna munhu akambonyora tsamba achiti Zimbabwe isapiwe mari.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zokoro. Now we're joined by Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. He is a political commentator. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo kwa.
Ndiyabonga baba Dube, ndiyabonga njani lonke ba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ye uthi sosingenile kuhlelo. So akutsho baba lapha Ngulube ukuthi nxa ukhangela khonapho eSouth Africa. So kule nyi variant le ye COVID ukuthiwa
C.1.2 So that thing has been the slave, who's a value in CV. As well as the Queen's Oracle.
It's not too much of a little Piranjan, one of Manjas. There was Tigat Ule variant today, a Velagole India, Delta Lake. So, okay, Lipilanjan Velagola.
I think it is Manjas. We have good changes. Our numbers are going down, business is coming a little bit back to normal, lower level 4 But as badly, Kulama changes, akusei kulokuwe kukona ma last 3-4 weeks back. It's better that like, pressure, it seems with your eyes, there is a change, there is improvement.
And we, on another note, we hear that the government officials who are going to attend this edition, this year's edition of Zim Expo here in Dallas, Texas. So it's all about trying to find out what the diaspora wants in terms of, investing back home, and any other issues. What would you wish the government to do for you? What can the government do for you in terms of you living in South Africa? What do you want?
We just want a good climate at home, political climate where we can go back and work, invest, trust the government, trust the situation, trust everything. Maybe we should learn one or two lessons from what just happened in Zambia. The opposition and the government is not enemies. It's just political rival. After elections, we continue with life.
So, do you trust the government right now that is in power in Zimbabwe?
No, that's, we don't trust it. We don't trust. That's why we are all over the countries. We are even scared to invest. That's very little we are scared to invest at home. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are not... Even if you want to take you home, but you're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah,
so game far from Kulumakova. It will Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Kunja Mumkati, we are Lala Namsa, Israel, Sinaksasa, Chiso Lang, Lobo Punua Hamba, we are far away, sent to Wako, I was to Tora, we sent, because it's got to be a kuyi-1000 kuvuke sokuyidola eli-1 asikwazi yasiqiniso nje
kodwa abanye bathi lesaba umnyama ongalampisi
hayi ukuthi kwesaba umnyama ongalampisi phela akabe khona oyedwa osehambile wayabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba siyakwazi iqiniso siyalazi sonke yikho ngilinganisa ngokuthi ngabe kunje ezambia ama-elections edlule they are over elections they are continuing with life so ku-invest abantu they are going back to normal life ekhaya uyesaba nje uyesaba la manje unqabe sithi sesawumnyama ongalampisi manje nje mina nginje I'm planning ukuthatha i-passport zabantwana I have to spend 15,000 for i-passport yabantu abangu-3 5,000 for i-passport and we are even striking to get ama forms a passport they have to pay 300 just to log in to have an appointment is a challenge
Jonga Leva
yes Gibbs I'm trying to connect with Dr. Tondereik Taylor of Zimexpo is the Zimexpo board chair but I'm trying to call him and while I was trying to do that I lost Mr. Charumbira.
I still have Mr. Ntini, I think yes.
Yes. But what I just wanted to know maybe is how Zimbabweans in South Africa are coping with this new variant because we understand last time when the Delta variant was discovered some Zimbabweans decided to return home for a while things are cooled down. I don't know how things are this time around. Sir, the gentleman in South Africa.
Ngolobe.
Yeah, sorry. It's not out of hand yet. We heard from the news that there is another variant, but we haven't seen it on the ground as last time. So still life as usual. People went back home because they lost jobs. Of course, even now, people are losing jobs. But we can't say it's because of the current variant. We haven't seen this variant so far, but the situation is bad.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Now, Mr. Ntini, looking at the way things are happening, you know, in terms of the Zim Expo edition this year, you know, there are some government representatives attending the Zim Expo, which is going to be convened this weekend. So tell us, what would you wish could come out of the Zim Expo in terms of the diaspora policy? You know, because they are going around saying Zimbabwe is ready for investment, Zimbabwe is ready for business, it's open for business, and all those kind of things. Can you talk around those issues?
Yeah, I really do appreciate the Zim Expo guys. I know quite a few of them during my time when I was in the DC area. I think it's special, the gentleman that is now in Atlanta. But I think Zimbabwe can be open for business. You can say it's open for business, but if the, you know, if things on the ground are not fixed, if the politics is not fixed, the economy is not fixed, it is hard to invest at home. Like what Nkululeko was saying, you know, you may, you know, have in the banking that you have, you know, a cow. You may wake up tomorrow, you are being told that your cows have turned out to be donkeys. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have one currency. If I go in today to Zimbabwe with my US dollars, there's no guarantee that I'll be able to get my capital out, that I'll be able to get my profit out. They need to fix this issue of the currency. If they can stick with the US dollars only, let that be. If they want to go with the bond note, let that be. They cannot have more than one currency. And expect people to bring in their hard-earned cash with no safeguards or no you know, promises like you'll be able to get your money out. So that's a big issue for me. So Zim Expo, yes, I do appreciate them coming out every year or every other year. You know, if I were to attend this one, I think the only thing that I'll go there for is to renew my passport if they, you know, have someone who's coming out to help us renew our passports. But other than that, it's hard really to sell Zimbabwe to anyone that is outside of Zimbabwe right now.
Terrifying, isn't David?
Now, umbono wami is in Expo into enhle kakhulu ngoba iyasiconnect labasekhaya kumbe ngabameli begovernment abasekhaya. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kuzima ukuthi umuntu ethathe imali yakhe ukuthi ukonvinswe abantu abalezimali ukuthi ethathe imali yakhe ehambise eZimbabwe ngoba kulenhlupho ezithize okwepolitiki kumele kulungiswe okwe-economy kumele kulungiswe ikakhulu ye-economy sikhangele indaba ye-currency they need to pick one currency behlale le-currency yodwa kwenzeka ukuthi mina ngingena mna le mali yami ngama-US dollars ngama-pound ngiyazi ukuthi hhayi nxa sengifuna ukukhipha imali yami ngizakwanisa uyikhipha nxa sengithola ama-profit ami ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiwakhiphe elizweni lezimbabwe but akhesi kule ngozi yokuthi ngingahamba bese ama-US dollars ami engavuka setshintshile sothiwa sengamabhondi kusasa yilo uhlupho olukhona ikakhulu kodwa mina ngokwami nxa izimexpo sibili iqhubeka nxa ukuthi bengaba lethuba lokuyafika khona into ade engayenzayo ukuthi ngiya-renew i-passport yami but ngaphandle kwalokho hhayi angiboni ukuthi ngazama ukukhombisa omunye umuntu ukuthi ayinvesti ezimbabwe kwalesi sikhathi kumele kulunge izinto ezithize engizishilo ezeyi-economy lezepolitic.
Yes, that was our colleague, Chonga.
Yes, Gibson, I'm still trying to call Dr. Tunderai Taylor, the ZimExpo board chair, but unfortunately he's not picking up because he was traveling to Dallas, Texas, where the ZimExpo is happening. But I think we can hear from Mr. Jokora, your take, Mr. Jokora, on the ZimExpo and mostly looking at the issue of diaspora policy, where we understand that there are government officials there to respond to any queries about that and are also explaining to Zimbabweans the benefits of the diaspora policy.
I want to appreciate the organizers of Zim Expo. It's a good thing that they're doing. They bring Zimbabweans together. We as the MGC Alliance will be there represented by our branch in Texas, Dallas. We have always had a relationship with ZimExpo. We always go there and play. Like now, we have a stand there. And any people that want to know more about the presence of the MGC Alliance in North America can go and discuss. And if the pursuant discussion that will be ongoing with the Zimbabwean community and the Zimbabwean government, we will be fully represented by our branch chairperson there, Advocate Masie, who will obviously be representing the interests of Zimbabweans here in North America, especially those affiliated with the MDC Alliance. And coming back to the issue of engagement by the government, we welcome that spirit of engagement. We welcome that it has finally dawned on the government that there are people in Zimbabwe, that the Zimbabwean government now fully recognize and realize that there are Zimbabweans who are out there who should be equal partners in the development of the country. We just hope that they're not just coming because they're thinking the diaspora remittances are going to die down, because there's been a lot of talk, a lot of noise about Zimbabweans stopping the diaspora remittances because their voices are not being heard. So I sincerely hope that the government will be consulting in sincerity, that when they hear what Zimbabweans are going to say, what Zimbabweans are going to give to them at the expo, they'll go back home and implement that honestly. What we've seen in the years, because this is not the first time that the government has tried to come out and lure Zimbabweans to go back to Zimbabwe. They come here, they get the people's concerns, and then when they go back to Zimbabwe, they go back to their old ways, to what they've been doing in the past 40 years, that they don't recognize Zimbabweans. We in the diaspora have been asking the government to allow diaspora vote, to allow Zimbabweans in the diaspora to exercise their constitutional right, is what is happening with Mozambicans, Zambians, Malawians, and other Africans in our region who are allowed to vote from where they are. So we hope that they will seriously consider that plea, because we have always said that there shouldn't be any exemption without representation, and there shouldn't be, you know, nothing that should be discussed about us decisions made about us without us. So hopefully they will listen. As we are speaking right now, as Zimbabweans are in North America, we are preparing for a very big demonstration at the United Nations in New York, where our theme is around the issue of the diaspora vote. We are fighting for the diaspora vote. The government has to listen. The government has to ensure that in 2023, every Zimbabwean who is entitled by the Constitution to vote is allowed to vote. And we are not only demanding the diaspora vote, but we are demanding the diaspora voter together with the all the safety precautions that go with it. We don't want the diaspora vote to be used by the government as a potential source of rigging. So we'll be there in the in New York. Chief Ndweni will be flying all the way from the United Kingdom, and we'll be having some people from Zimbabwe and other countries that will be coming to be in solidarity with us as Zimbabweans. So as they are here, the officials are from the government, they should listen to what they are going to, the people are going to say. Our chairman definitely is going to put up a good representation in as far as the diaspora vote is concerned.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. We have Mr. Charumbira Vusango on the phone. We can now hear from him before we go to our other guests. Vacharumbira Vusango, ndofunga maamuchinzwa zvaitaurwa navadzokora.
Yes, I think ndapindira pa lese pakati. I think ndanzwa the last three quarter of his message.
Ah, okay, regai ndiko kupa highlight. Vanga vachitaura pamusoro pe Zim Expo iriko iye zvino, vatanga vachitaura kuti aiva vano tenda nekurumbidza varongi vemutambo iwe weZim Expo. Vari kuorganiza vachitaura kuti aiva vanhu vari kukwanisa kuti vabatanidze vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Pamusoro pezvo vanga vachitsanangura pamazopinda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yediaspora policy nezvavanofunga kuti zvinofanira zvichiitwa. Ndofunga ndo pamazopindira ipapo. Taura henyu.
Ndotenda sikuru. Ndotenda mashoko akagwana akatsokora pathree quarter of the message that zvamaenda mashoko akanaka sikuru iwavo. Ndotanga nediaspora policy. I think but the diaspora votes, he says that Zambians will still sit with the government and the ZEC standards. You could see despite a lot that it can be that needs to be put together. Could the diaspora votes be good? The diaspora votes, I don't look for this one. You know, from what sometimes people will say, you could see Zambians, Zambians in a big following diaspora. Right now, the diaspora policy. You have to form a decision as you have to appear. I don't know in the habit you are the formality actually in diaspora. Vasukura Kanamuri ku New York, Kanamuri ku America. Conduct I embassy document hero ratua almost to maturity. More verenga, more one of the government possession also by diaspora and the Indians Kundra put seven as Kana city pitaka. That is the thing. It's not about us. It's about the people at large. Zimbabwe is large. It's even about the children of Zimbabwe who will come after us, generations to come. Now, when we see this development in Ikaiko, Expo, I think this is not a new development. You know, Kana Shishika, Kutubai, you look at your foot, it's being done all over the world. Zimbabwe embassies. In foreign affairs, I would say my comments to make sure that the mobilize and the making of Zimbabwe wherever they are to understand that yes, you can see the diaspora. We really appreciate what you are doing, but at the end of the day, you have to put all that you are doing out here to your cast because there's a lot of brains in Zimbabwe in terms of economy, politics, or whatever, social life, you know that. So it's a very good development, you know, putting in Zimbabwe. This is not political. You come together and you showcase what you showcase. There's quite a lot of people from Zimbabwe who are expertise in various areas. And we want to thank also the government and the foreign affairs offices for initiating this development. Because without this, it will be difficult for us to continue to showcase our country. I would want to say, as Zimbabweans, we should look at how beautiful our country is, the heritage, the culture, the traditions of our country. If we can come together like other countries, and we look at our country together without using too much of politics, because sometimes we do involve too much politics in each and every piece of our discussion. Some of our discussions that don't need politics. It does not matter which political group you belong to or you are related to, we can have constructive discussions about building our country, Zimbabwe, without, because the moment we align ourselves to every political figure, then we start taking the hate it is there and the division that is there between those figures. So now what I'm asking, and I'm always saying this if you recall, as we as people in the diaspora in Zimbabwe, why can't we sometimes have discussions that don't include politics? You and me, Zokor, we can do something, we can formalize things, we can come up with plans and a lot of things that we can do to build our nation without politics. But the moment we involve politics, then we start looking at each other with different eyes. And I don't want to continue doing that, and I don't also want you to continue doing that, because the moment we do that, we will continue to push Zimbabwe backward instead of forward. Look at Dubai. Look at where they are. Look at Singapore. Look at other countries. Even in Africa itself, there are some countries that if you meet South African, if you meet people from Malawi, I meet Malawians all the time, they talk about politics, but they talk lightly about politics. They value the relationship that they have abroad than the relationship that they have politically back home. So this is what I want to extend to my colleagues in MPC. For us to build this Zimbabwe, we have to start imitating each other. Not always politically, but economically and socially. Once we do that, because politics comes after our economy and our social exist. We meet together, we eat, then we talk about politics. We don't just meet and talk about politics. So, in the current moment, you come and answer. Some of us, we are relatives. But sometimes when you talk about politics, we start pointing fingers at things that are not good. And then we start corrupting discussions that are not needed. Zimbabweans who are listening, they don't want to continue hearing rhetoric. They want to see substance. So I want to thank the government, the foreign affairs offices for what they initiated over there in America. Those who are there, they can go. As far as the demo session that Zokora was talking about, that is the way the other people are coming, we are also aware of that demonstration. We are always actually there in New York during that time. We are there to defend the sovereignty of our party in Zambia, and also the position of the CASC. So we will meet there on the streets of New York by the UN there, you know where we always meet, and if we are going to have some dialogue, you know, I would think that meeting for a demonstration, it does not treat anyone to our people. It does not give food to anyone's mouth. But it was going to be good for us to meet there and discuss about ways we can improve the economic, political situations of our country.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. So, Babungulu, your last word, sir.
I'm happy to hear such a good statement from ZANU-PF National Party. Is it practice on the ground? Do Zimbabweans do that? Do ZANU-PF preach that kind of statement to the population on the ground? I wonder. Thanks very much to everyone. I think we've got a hope. I don't know what's going to happen next.
No, thank you, Mr. Tube, and thank you, Mr. Joker, for inviting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Chonga. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the MTC Alliance in North America, Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU-PF, is also in North America, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist based in South Africa, and Mr. Musani Musontini, a commentator based in New York, USA. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kande Mirin, Kusangana Zakarim Nesimwe, Zirongba, the Studio 7, Mara Zakanaka Lachere.
Good night.